This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. A person once asked Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنه, أكان أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يضحكون؟ Did the noble companions radiyallahu anhum engage in laughter? Was the humor, banter, lightheartedness in their life? So Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu responded by saying, Naam, indeed, there was meaningful laughter in their life. However, he qualified that statement by saying, Wal imanu fi qulubihim a'zamu min al-jibal. The faith in their hearts was more strong, more established, and more anchored than that of mountains. We are quick to latch onto the first portion of this quotation to justify our social gatherings and laughter, etc., which kind of has its merit in its place. But sadly, tragically, and unfortunately, either deliberately or inadvertently, we overlook the second aspect of the same quotation, and that is the firmness of faith. Now, just to share with you one, two examples from the richness and the firmness of the faith of Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. Khabbab bin Arat radiyallahu anhu, a great companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, when he accepted Islam, وَكَانَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى تَعْذِيبَهُ عَمُّ, his own uncle had inflicted torment upon him. كَانَ يَلُفُّهُ فِي حَصِيرٍ, he would roll him up in a mat, وَيُدَخِّنُ عَلَيْهِ بِالنَّارِ, and then he would ignite fire on either sides so that he could suffocate. And he would say to Khabbab radiyallahu anhu, أُكْفُرْ بِرَبِّ مُحَمَّدْ أَدْرَأُ عَنْكَ الْعَذَابِ, that deny the oneness of Allah and I will avert the torment. And Khabbab radiyallahu anhu said, that is impossible and unimaginable. In fact, in Takmilatu Fath al-Mulhim, I came across a quotation of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu, marra bi qabri Khabbab. He passed by the grave of Khabbab radiyallahu anhu, and he paid homage and tribute to him by saying, aslama raghiba, هاجر الطائع عاش مجاهدا وابتلي في جسمه أحوالا ولن يضيع الله أجره. That Khabbab was amongst those who accepted Islam passionately. He migrated happily, and then he lived as a warrior, and he was inflicted with a host of challenges, and surely Allah will not allow his good to go unrewarded. He himself says, Khabbab radiyallahu anhu, كنت قينا في الجاهلية, I was a blacksmith as trade. فَعَمِلْتُ لِعَاسِ ibn Wa'il, I did some work for a person called As bin Wa'il, who was the father of Amr radiallahu anhu, Amr ibn As. The son was a great sahabi, the father was a notorious disbeliever. So, أَتَيْتُهُ أَتَقَاضَاهُ, it is in Sahih Muslim, I came to him and I said, please, you owe me money, can you pay me? He said, deny the oneness of Allah and deny the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I'll pay you now. He said, لَنْ أَكْفُرَ بِمُحَمَّدْ حَتَّى تَمُوتَ ثُمَّ تُبْعَثْ, if you have to die in front of me and be resurrected in front of me, then too I will not deny the oneness of Allah and you can leave the money. I will never deny the oneness of Allah. Yet again, there's another incident of Hudhafa radiallahu anhu, who was captured by the Roman emperor. So the Roman emperor said to him, هَلَّكَ أَنْ تَتَنَصَّرْ وَأُشْرِكُكَ فِي مُلْكِي, will you consider abandoning your faith and I will include you in my empire? And Hudhafa radiyallahu anhu said, لو أعطيتني جميع ما تملك وجميع ما ملكته العرب على أن أرجع عن دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم طرفة عين ما فعلت. If you gave me your entire empire and you gave me whatever the world can offer in riches and wealth and assets, and you asked me to abandon my faith for a split second, ma fa'altu, I will never even entertain the thought. So in essence, what I'm saying is that we engage in laughter, which is in its place, but let us try and increase our iman. Then it qualifies and balances out. And if due to our weakness, we are unable to increase our iman, then at least let's reduce our laughter. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.